Blog Talk Radio.
And now 43 countries. I'm excited over the weekend as we get
game. Two more goodies. That was the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, the old name for it, and along with Canada, which puts us on the North American continent completely. So we are excited about being a North American continent, South America continent, Europe, Asia, along with Africa. We're just rolling. That's six of them right there. We're ready to roll and make it do what it do. Only place we're not on is the Antarctica. So there's no life form there that has been recognized. So we're truly thankful to be able to get the word out with each and every one of you all. We want to share with you our ability or our opportunity for you to register for WBSW Radio giveaways. We need for you to send your name along with the means of transaction and give them back to you. We ask for a means of transaction, which is four of them. We ask which one of them might work with you. If not, you need to make sure you get one. You have to, and I'm going to kind of turn it down a little bit, Lisa. You have to make sure you use Cash App. If you have Cash App, send your Cash App account with us, and we will make sure we send something in a love offering. PayPal. If you have a PayPal account, use that. Send it down so we can be able to communicate. Venmo. And we have Zelle. And you send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. We're asking to sow a seed of $1. And why we're asking to sow the seed of $1 with WBSW Radio Station is that a lot of our gifts, we receive a lot of gifts from individuals. We receive hotel stays and gifts to give away to you. But we do purchase other things like books that we make available. So we ask for $1. Sow a seed for $1. Cash out to $ Lorenza D. Smith. $1. That's all we ask. $1. We're not asking you to send more. If you want to send more, we're fine with it. We give a shout out to Charlie's Angel, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. And that's Jennifer Jackson, Charlie's Angel. Thank you, Charlie's Angels, for joining us. She's also Jennifer Jackson as well on Facebook. Give a shout out to Hayla. Thank you so much. Kevin McPherson. Thank you so much. This is Samuel. Aisha Samuel Smiley. Boo. Thank you so much. Alisa Webb that's joining. For those of the individuals slowly joining us, and we'll have more to come in, we'll make sure we give a shout out. So without further ado, I want to take this opportunity to introduce who's with the most. You know, it's a blessing to have this young lady and be in her presence. She's doing some awesome things down in South Florida. That's where she's making home this day. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because I got depression. She's trying to make a move somewhere and they don't want to tell me about it, but that's all right. You know, it'll come out. It'll show up and it's going to show out. That's what it's going to do. So we're truly excited to have her here because she's offering a great opportunity to share some thoughts. This young lady hailed from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can get north on 71, that's Cleveland, Ohio, on the borders of Canada there. So they know what cold weather is. She has no problem letting y'all know she's part of the dog pound of the Cleveland Browns. So if you see somebody jumping around, he said, that looks like Lisa. That's Lisa Dog Pal. Truly, thank you so much, Lisa. She made a decision to leave Cleveland, Ohio, and move down to South Florida. And she's on the southern tip of South Florida. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She owns a yoga studio. She teaches yoga classes to our young people. And Elliot, she counsels all that. But she also is into the pet sitting business, too, I believe. I saw that somewhere. That's another business. So you see, she's all about making the grind and bringing the bag on home. So I'm excited to stand before you or sit before you and talk about this young lady because she's doing some awesome things. I am blessed to be in her presence because God has brought us together. And I'm excited, but we want to play this introduction. do after the introduction. She will come in and we're going to make it do what it do.
It is indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others. She's called the host with the most. I'm excited to know that she's hosting on WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Without further ado, Young Lady hails from the great state of Ohio. She's now living in South Florida, a licensed clinical social worker, and truly a friend. Miss Lisa Farrell Levine.
How you doing, Lisa? Yeah. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to have an awesome night tonight because this is part two of our mental health and today's youth, part two. And we talked about part one. We touched a few things, and we're going to kind of go back and kind of reemphasize some things that are so important. So we're going to make sure we're able to share something, and hopefully we want you to be interactive. If you're on Facebook, I tell you, type in a comment. I see from McQueen Ministry Lewis, the host of the Minister Shannon Show, none other than Shannon Lewis. Thank you so much. I'll make sure I get it right. But she hosts the show here on WVSW Radio, the internet station, number one. We're number one on Thursday, which is the fourth Thursday. And I'm really excited because we had an awesome show last week. We had enough people that I'm going to tell you was interested and wanted to hear that show again. I hear something similar to that. We had like over 800 to 900 people that was on the line wanted to hear about a particular topic. It was related to our church attire. You know, what do we, you know, what is the change in the church attire in 2024? It's not a change. It's going back to a real focus in our church. So I shared. She said, hey, Doc, thank you so much. Also, I have Charlie's name, which is Jeff Jackson. She says, blessing all. Thank you. And Queen Ministry Lewis said, amen. We have Joshua joining us as well, along with SDC underscore 1953. We have Ernest Jr. joining us. Thank you so much. We have a user. We have Ronald Weaver joining us. So those are individuals slowly joining us. I'm trying to give them a shout out, and we'll make sure we do that. But Lisa, we want to really get that show started tonight by looking at, again, our children and their mental health. Now, we were on here 2 weeks ago. We have seen some things that are different in 2 weeks that we would like to talk about today. That gives them an opportunity to say that 2 weeks ago we saw this as our children's mental health. This is how it is today from our perspective because that's what we experience and that's what we see. So Lisa, we want to start off with talking about that and kind of refresh individual about pretty much as we talked last time and add in from 2 weeks what have you have seen change or happen. Lisa, look.
Interesting. As I put a post up, I don't know if you saw it, there's two girls I work with, and I'm friendly with their mom. I teach them yoga, and the 9-year-old, since she gave me permission to post about it, she had a panic attack at school. Saturday, we were doing yoga, and she said, can we make a video about panic and stress, because she wants people to know about it. That was her point. That's why we made the video. But the way she explained it, it's kind of like ways I teach or we should be teaching, or I felt like I was going to explode. The words she kept saying was my heart was beating so fast, and she felt like people were coming around her, but very detailed and very much knew, like, I always say to them, if you need space, you take space. You know, you can't run off. She was trying so hard to do it, but she didn't breathe.
Wow.
This is what we're seeing in school. And I, you know, when I went over there, I thought about it and I said, well, I'm 16. I said, I was having an anxiety issue myself. didn't think to use the techniques. And then one of the, you know, counselors still from her, but she's like, I know I'm supposed to tap. I know I'm supposed to, you know, please use my hand. You know, she knew everything, but that goal was so severe. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, I was that kid. Because that's how I was. I didn't know what it was. You know, undiagnosed learning disorder, some other things. But many people have this, and I feel like we should be talking openly, and that's why I'm more open about it than I have it. What happened Thursday, or mom was joking instead of maybe I was feeling her energy, which could have been, but the anxiety that we are seeing in these children, you need to have brain rate, mindful moments. You have kids that break. These kids are behind. They're nervous. That's what the mindfulness teaches you. Well, when I'm anxious, I get here, I'm like shaking. It teaches you, okay, yeah, I'm feeling a certain way. What do I need to do right now? You know, it's temporary. It's going to pass eventually. But for a nine-year-old, and I'll have to make another video with me to talk more about technique, but we're seeing this so much, and now we're seeing how behind children are in school, socially, emotionally, and academically. I've never heard of this. They're closing schools in our county, Dr. Lowe.
Wow.
They're closing schools, not high schools, but I'm not, and all the people moving here, but then I'm like, are they Title I schools? I don't know, are more people homeschooling? You have all these, and my friend Joy, I'll give her a shout out at the end about her school. But we're seeing so much. Guidance counselors are overwhelmed. You can't get enough people to be in the schools, and now we're relying on teachers, you know, and the kids. So, like, I tell them, like, really try to ingrain, like, if you're not feeling right, tell an adult. But when she was describing this to me Saturday, I felt like, it's like my heart was so, you know, because then you think how many other kids are feeling that, or when kids are crying. I've been seeing a lot of crying lately. I keep hearing the word bullying. I have to go over the definition of what bullying means so that they understand it. Kids just not feeling good about themselves. But it's confusing. Things are not being thought out. And you got kids that are so far behind. You know, what are we doing? Mental health in children, I've never seen it to this extreme. And I've said that a number of times. But my client, the teacher who was here earlier, she said it's bad. These kids are really behind. She said, now I'm seeing it. Kindergarten, she teaches. Social skills, not there for a kindergartner. I don't even know what I was teaching at. I'm a 10-year-old. He said, can you tie my shoes? They're not a tattoo, but they just had to use the steps. But they still, you know, we're missing so many things. And then I'm like, we need life skills classes in school. We need to be starting these programs at an early age. Make them as affordable as we can, and assist our youth, because I'm concerned about these kids 10, 15 years. What's going to happen on a mental? I mean, I'm hearing kids being, or, you know, hospitalized. They're like 9, 10 years old. Because I think some kids don't know what they do. Oh, I'm gonna hurt my, you know, they're in such a state of mind that that's what they go to. I mean, we have to take it serious, but we also need to teach them, like, I'm not feeling right, I don't know what's wrong.
Exactly.
And it's just, and I feel bad for teachers, the parents who do care. There are a lot of parents that care, but you know, and I'm happy to come out anytime, and I was happy to be able to come and spend time with my girl Saturday. Because, you know, we talked it out, and that's good that you know, she said my mom wasn't there, my dad, my grandma, or you, and that people to her. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to let the kids know they're safe and, like, who is safe to talk to.
Exactly.
So,
and to that, Lisa, I think it's important that we begin to realize that some things that we thought only young adults or even adolescents was experiencing, how children in that age of 9 and 10 is growing up so fast and experience some of the things. But we have to realize this natural disaster that happened in 2020 is something that only just affected you as an adult. It affected a child and a lot of children. A lot of those children 4 years ago was 5 years old. So they're getting to the point they're so frightened that this is going to happen again. So they get into that panic mode. And that mold to say, you know, either we're going to teach them to deal with this and not try to sweep mental health under the rug. We got to realize that it doesn't matter what age they are. They need to be a counseling, a therapy needs to be in place to help our young people because our children are the future. And you say in 15 years, if this individual, which I know some people are in their 30s and 40s, are constantly having anxiety attacks, and it could be just because they're in large crowds or because they're in a certain group in a crowd. So because of what they may have went through as a child, because we did not address it, because we thought, well, why would a child that age have that problem? And the truth of the matter, those children, how the mind works is whatever it seems to put them in a flight or fight mode. Sometimes they're not mature enough to think about it that way. They become more in the flight mode and go and get a corner and look for the protection that we as adults ought to be able to give them. Too many times we're really not. So we got to make sure we focus. And I will give Queen Minister Lewis, she wrote quite a few things. I'm going to read everything here. She just said she wanted to know the 9-year-old child. I want to know what 9-year-old child have a panic attack, but there are some out there with panic attacks.
But she was aware enough to know and to know, you know, I need some help right now. But I think she's one that, what you just said, crowds or feeling overcrowded. Like, I get like that, too. I can go to, like, a football game, maybe, but I don't like people crowding me or like a lot of noise around me, and I think she's like that too. So I think that's what was going on, and she was trying to say like, I need my space, like, I please, it's too much. And you know, there's something I teach the kids, try to use the word. She's got wonderful parents, by the way. I love, like, she's got, and her grandpa passed a year ago. So I think that was also playing into it too, and just stress from school. But I love Joyce and Aunt Carrie. I appreciate both of them. They support my program, and that's the right thing to do. Reaching out to me or another trusted person. You know, I went over. We did yoga for 4 hours. No cookies this time, but I take them a little treat when we do it. But some kids do come from stressful. Their home's a structured home. But I think the stressors of schools and being in third grade is very hard down here because you've got that FSA, FAS testing coming up. And now I'm starting to work on prepping kids for that because that test, it tells you if they're going to hold back some pot, take your salary. If the test should just go away and put the money into other things. But we don't know what a kid or an adult or what I'm walking in with or what you're walking in with, but it's just, but I'm so proud of her for being aware of it and want to help other people.
Exactly.
I said, it's going to be like me trying to save the world, but she really wanted people to know, and she inspired me to that I need to channel this more. I need to direct this more. And maybe do more free things to show these things work. Mindfulness works. The tapping technique. Self-talk. Pressure points. You know, Dr. Lowe, right here. This is for headaches, nausea, when you get anxious, anxiety. You got pressure points in your ears. There's things you could be doing that are, people don't even, I tell them all the time, make circles right above your knees. You know, just try to, you know, focus on something in the room for 15 seconds. Like, it's so much pressure. And maybe we need to stop trying to get them caught up academically and, I don't know.
And
I know the tutors are busy. They're up, up, up.
Let me add, Talisha, and being myself retired in public education, but also now working in a high educational institution and preparing teachers for what you consider going into the system and being really behind the eight ball in a lot of cases, because as Charlie Angel stated, I mentioned just a couple of things, and you can kind of see them yourself. You know, a lot of them are stressful homes, and they stress because their parents don't know how to deal with stress. And people got to realize, we have a question on there tonight. We'll talk about children. I know last time, coming from parents who also have some challenges themselves, and when they're having some mental health issues, it's going to be reflected. The children are going to see it, and they're going to take on what the parents take on as the parents. And we have to kind of consider that, because at a younger age, our children are being exposed to a lot more than 20 years ago at 9 years old, or 10 years old, 11 years, 12 years, 30 years ago at 10, 9, 11. We're being exposed, and they got so many things coming at them, and it does put a lot of pressure on them. And the only way they know how to do it, what I stated earlier, was they have in their mind fight or flight. That's the two things they have in their mind. So when they catch it, as Minister Lewis said, Queen Minister Lewis said, some of them not working to the level they need to grow. Then they come in with you angry, come in, they want to literally cuss you. They consider you to be, especially the older they get, like middle school and up in high school, they think you are equal, you know, in essence, you are their friend. And you ought to be treated like their friend instead of treated like the adult. So a lot of this goes back to home. I'm going to give a shout out to Timothy Kenny, and he's a minister as well over in Georgia, and a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us and taking time to be a part of this. We have several other people, and I try to do the process of giving a shout out as we move forward. We have Queen B joining us. Thank you so much. We also have Mike Green. Jay Rock is back. He said he's back. He's joining us as well. Then you also have Donald Carter, along with look like B. Bear Eater. Thank you so much for joining us. James Green, thank you so much for joining. Those individuals that are coming in, I'm trying to give them a shout out through the process. But truly, truly, that's what we want to play our first sponsor commercial, so we can make a few quarters. That's all we're going to do. We might not make much money, but quarters are what we're looking for to equal dollars.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Ms. Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lovey Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
We want to thank Jennifer Jackson, better known as Charlie's Angel. She's joining us on Facebook, but that's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. page. You can go to Facebook, type in Charlie's Angel, and you can find out more information about the products that I listed all. I also have samples here. Thank you so much. Or you can just type in Jennifer Jackson, the one in, and you can get an opportunity to talk with her about her inventory and provide. But thank you so much. Soap Gems by Jackson. And Grace, if you want to give them a call, that's 251-369-1344. Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. We just want to kind of, Lisa, look at a couple of the things. And we're going to be a little swift with our format tonight. One of the things I really want us to kind of focus on, why is good mental health important to our children? Now, we can sit up here and we can say different things about what our children and what all has happened to them, what's going on. Why is it important that they have good mental health? And we're talking about from their childhood years up to their adolescent years to on to their young adult, because it will come out and show up in their young adult when you did not address the problem. I always say, if you don't address the problem when you're a child, you're going to carry that problem or that challenge into your adulthood. And whatever it may be, it'll follow along unless you address it. So, yes, we're talking about you needing to address these issues with counseling and therapy. We no longer can put a bare head in the sand and let it be a stigma in our community. We need to go to get counseling so we can be the best version of ourselves. So why is it so important, Lisa, that when we're talking about our young people to have good mental health, why do our children need to have good mental health?
So they can stay grounded and focused,
okay,
and be able to interact and engage. And I think confidence is down too. I didn't bring that up. Kids are lacking like confidence or belief in themselves. We want to raise strong, empowered children. Because even for me, I practice every day. What happened to me Thursday? I don't know. I mean, I know what happened, but you know, I was able to say, oh, this is going on. This is what I need to do. But when you're a kid and you're feeling like that, some kids remove themselves. Some kids act out and they misbehave. They're not meaning to. You know, I always say when kids misbehave, they're trying to tell us something. So teaching them tools. You know, and I have a lot of parents on my Facebook that see what their kids are doing so they can see what we're doing. And they support it, and I'm glad. And I hear sometimes kids do it at home. And sometimes, you know, I taught a class. I was talking to somebody, and some of the kids came right in and sat like this. They sat just like this, and I could tell. I can always tell. I say, do you do this at home? And it's always yes. And I think it can always tell. That is providing good tools, doing it as family, providing a good emotional wellness. And, you know, I'll tell you which kids usually from India or China. They are very grounded. I mean, what I see, I had a kid, she was sitting for 10 minutes, 6 years old. She didn't move. Very peaceful. And we should be doing that in this country. You know, I feel like our country are ahead of us and we're like behind. But we don't talk about it. We place a stigma on it, especially in the minority community, or the lower income. There's not enough services available.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have good services you're not providing. We're gonna have a mess on our hands. And you can see with these individuals last week, I don't know if it was on national news, maybe. They locked down at Stoneman again. Again, it's not funny. And these kids are making bomb threats and threats. And I'm like, they're not mentally ill. They do have something wrong with them. There's something here. And it's a mental health issue, and it's sick to do that. Because I feel like they're doing it on purpose. Like, if traumatized the community. I think it was last week that it happened.
Yeah.
But to do that might have been on the national news. And I'm thinking to myself, what are we going to do to encourage positive self-esteem, positive mental health, positive views of ourselves? It's so important. A dog walking client years ago, and the guy said to me, when I told him I did mental health, he said, I've been in therapy for 7 years. He goes, I don't need therapy. He goes, I go so that I stay okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
He said, I need it, but I don't. But he said he went every week. And then, unfortunately, his partner had a heart attack. But you know what he said to me? I knew how to cope with it better because I had been in therapy, because I kept myself grounded, because I kept myself emotionally and mentally stable. I use him as an example because, hey, talking to somebody, what's the harm in it? What's the harm in talking to somebody to keep yourself together, or having your child have like a mentor, someone to talk to? It's going to help keep them feeling good and mentally strong.
Awesome, awesome. We have a call on the line, and I want to make them live. The number in the last 4 digits is 3903. None other than Minister Shannon of the Minister Shannon Show is aired on Thursday, the fourth Thursday, at 7:30 p.m. Minister Shannon, you're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I wanted Lisa to go on and finish her statement because I'm trying to read her rebuttal. So I'm listening.
Okay. All right. And I think she has gotten to the point. Let me give a shout out to Lena Payton Webb. Let me do that because Lena Payton Webb will be a guest on our show on the 18th at 7:30. And we thank her for accepting the invitation to come and be a guest on our show on Talking Real to You Prime Time. And we'll have her on next Monday. It's not 2 Mondays. I had to get my dates right. 2 Mondays. I had to get excited because we just had Monday. So in 2 Mondays, I have her on. Thank you so much, Lena Payton Well. Poors Alexandra K. Thank you so much. Troy Hubert. Robin Daly, as well as Bell Train, is joining us. And just to kind of bring this in, and I think Lisa was sharing a thought in regards to that, I want to make sure we understand that we have to be in our homes and starting out block by block, that we look at getting our children a great opportunity to be successful. And our mental health is important because I want to share something with you. That happened today with one of my interns. I was over there working this morning from really, I got there about 9:30, and I got a chance to get there about 11 o'clock, and I stayed there until I came here about 5:30. And we was looking at some of her practice teaching, because she's in that stage. And she was just talking about one of the kids, and constantly she got to say something to the kid. And the first thing, she said, oh, they're so bad. I said, it's not so to say they're so bad. It's just sometimes if we don't put in some, I'll say, a plan of action in place, they will take advantage of you teaching. You have to go over things with them and share with them what exactly, so they can be a part of it, and so you can get a job done. I just wanted to share that because she brought that up, and I wanted to know just how she was at one school, and she was talking about how bad, and this is middle school, how bad, and I said, issues need to be addressed in all of our schools, and we can't not bury our head in the sand, because a lot of the training and the preparation is not coming from the what we call block by block or our neighborhood. It's coming in a way that it shouldn't come, but I'm talking about in the home. First of all, Lisa. I'm sorry, not Lisa. Lisa. Shannon.
Hey. Okay. First, giving honor to God, who's ahead of my life at all times, Jehovah Jireh. I thank you. And I also want to say hello to everybody. Please don't take anything that I'm about to say as offensive. Miss Charlie's Angel, I did give a rebuttal to you. These are just my own thoughts since I've been in the medical field since 1995. And now I'm having to work with children in the high school with autism. The children in general ed. I just cannot go along with what we're saying that a nine-year-old, how do you at 9 years old, how do you even know about that? Who's talking to you about it? What are you seeing it at? What are your parents at? How do you know about a panic attack at 9 years old? Now, I am not negating the fact that when I was 9 years old 100 years ago, things have not changed. But they have not changed that drastically. For a nine-year-old child that just got out the womb 8 years ago has a panic attack. I can't go along with it. I'm just sorry. Everybody want to say COVID. We are so tired of that. COVID is gone. It is over. AIDS and HIV, people were not scared then. And they were killing people left and right. I don't remember folks saying, oh, my child saw her uncle with HIV and AIDS and she's having a panic attack. Help me to understand, because maybe I'm missing something. The state of Georgia giving out $2,000 bonuses every semester to keep teachers, because we got teachers walking off. Because they don't want to deal with your child, 14 years old, you got to make him brush his teeth. And you dump him off at the school because you don't want to deal with him at home because you've let this 14-year-old boy tell you what to do. No, you can't do nothing with him at 14 because he's almost a minion. No, what you should have been doing at 2 and 3 years old was disciplining him. The words that train up a child in the way that he should go. Now, the scriptures ain't going to change. Ain't nothing new under the sun. But if we keep giving them all of these excuses, oh, baby, you need to be on this medication. You suffering from this. Why are you telling this child that? Why are you invoking and speaking this into the child's spirit? I'm just
waiting
to hear the answer because I don't know.
Okay, Lisa.
Well,
thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you so much, Minister Shannon, so much for sharing your thoughts in regards to that. Lisa, more to share.
I think, you know, I know what I teach is mindfulness, and I teach what are you feeling, like a happy feeling, a sad feeling. Nobody is putting anything in her head, and I find it offensive. Not all parents are bad. She has a very good family, and I'm very close with them. And like I said, I used to have panic and anxiety severe when I was a kid. I just didn't know what they were. And in talking to some of my friends now, a lot of us had it, didn't know what it was. I admit undiagnosed learning disability, so I never understood my work. I even now have to have people prove stuff because I mixed up numbers. But she's a very good girl. She can teach my class, but she just got over the word that came to her mind. No one's putting that in her head. But we don't put things like that in children's heads. We want to encourage them. If you are having a moment, what do you need to do to feel better? Like, that's always my goal. It's okay to not be okay. What do we need to do to be okay and to feel okay? Because I can clearly tell you from someone who's, I'm into it. I'm 53 years old. It's been a journey. But, you know, I know who to call. I call Denise if I need her, you know, if I'm not feeling it. You know, Colleen and I go on our walks to try to just keep things they're so nervous and they don't realize what's going on. Their heads hurt, their tummies hurt. And it's just letting them talk through it. It's not anything bad, and I don't think all parents are bad. I don't want to say all parents are bad.
I don't think we can say ALL to anything, Lisa. ALL don't belong to anybody but Jehovah God. So all is not to anybody. We can't say that about anybody, anything, ALL.
So I think some parents probably know what to do, and I think some maybe don't, and maybe some don't care, but I try to always look at parents who love their kids, and, you know, it's hard to determine. I can't speak for everyone. I don't speak with what I dealt with for 30 some years now, but I try to come off with a positive note when something's negative. That's just me. I'm very big on emotional regulation, self-regulation, which is struggling because if you had people that weren't social and then COVID hit, they were locked in the house, it made it harder. I know some people that won't leave the house still. Do we force people to do things? You know, I'm not going to get into that. But it really did a toll on people mentally. We're seeing the after effects. You got 5-year-olds in diapers. You got, you know, all sorts of things going on. Divorce rates up. I mean, financial issues. Come sit down here. I mean, I think we have the highest rate of inflation on the low in the country. I think. I'm correct. Florida is. And now you want to shut schools. And then I'm hearing Denise just told me in Cleveland, they're shutting more programs down for, you know, like Medicaid, people that have Medicaid. You know, these are not solutions. These are not. And it was like Denise said, what happened 3 years ago is now coming back. And I've had other people saying that we're not trying to lay blame per se. We're all trying, a lot of us are trying to find solutions. And I always want to support teachers because Dr. Lowe, you're the ones educating our children. And you don't. But it's difficult. And some kids don't have the money for outlets or sports or, you know, doing certain things. And it's, I'm not going to blame everybody and say this is that, but I'm proud of all the kids I teach because if you look at my stuff, those kids are on track. And they know how to teach a class. And they know how to tell you when they're not feeling right. And I think that's so important because they'll grow up into adults and say, hey, look, I need some space, or no, I'm not able to do this right now. Or, you know, we want to give them tools. But this is what we're seeing right now.
Awesome, awesome.
And Florida, we've got a lot of people that came down here with so much anger. And I get it, you were locked up, but how do we help you get through that? How do we help you get through that? I don't have a solution for that one, but I can tell you, when I talk to sir, I always am polite, that's why I always have been. But service staff, I always thank them, have a good night, I kind of sit pretty well. See, they're getting beat up on too. You know, we're trying, and these are college kids a lot of times, or high school kids working these jobs now. But the phones, yes, it's a problem. And the tabbies, what do they call them, tabbies or whatever. But there's also some good out of all this, I think, I feel. We can do good out of, there's light out of dark, right? There's dark out of dark and mm-hmm. light.
Light at the end of the tunnel. All right, Minister
yeah.
Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Did I lose you? You still there?
Well, we kind of got a lag or a break. Say it again now.
I was saying I was opening up the live line for you. You wanted to share some thoughts.
Okay, so I've heard everything she said. I've heard that about, you're not the 9-year-old. I don't know the 9-year-old child, and we're going to lift her up in prayer tonight when we get ready to pray. But I can tell you this, that we have had students 14 years old in our presence at the school, young men, beat his mama in front of us that he broke his arm. We have had a student 2 days ago sexually harassing another female student, and they're both in ROTC. He's sitting there watching porn on his phone. So I'm not going to even tell you what he said to the young lady. Last Thursday, we had a senior threaten another young lady and said to her he would destroy her life if she didn't come back. He went on that Friday night and shot her parents' house. Now, I know you hear the passion in my voice. I know you hear it. My children are 34, 31, and 24. And you can't get not one of them to disrespect me, my mother, my dad, their dad, because I wasn't their friend. You're not going to go to that schoolhouse and disrespect no teacher. The teacher got the degree. You don't. She'd have to teach you. You're not that to teach her. See, that's what we were talking about last week. You got to institute some grandmama stuff, some mud deals up in here. Everybody want to tell what a child is. And why the child watching that on TV? What are you doing as the parent? What are you doing? Are you allowing the TV to teach your child? Are you allowing the cell phone to be the babysitter? Talk to me. I just want to understand, Ms. Lisa. That's all I'm saying. I say I got a 4-year-old grandson, no, 3-year-old grandson, he'll be 4 this year, and a 2-week-old granddaughter. And I put on the comment, the children now, as you said, are the children that we'll have to take care of and be our doctors, our lawyers, our presidents, our senators, our school teachers, our nurses, our doctors. Kill me. They're going to kill me because these children are what? Something is wrong. And when you ain't got God, let me take it back a little further for you. When they took prayer out to school, now y'all can say what you want to say. But when y'all took prayer out of school, and I don't mean you, I mean when we, you know, when they took prayer out of school, they hurt us. They hurt us. These children don't have any fear. And they don't have any fear because they know we can only do so much in the school, and when you go home to mom and daddy, if you're going home to mom and daddy, whomever you are going home to, they're not doing anything to you. They're more afraid of you. I just want to know how y'all get all this. How does it happen? At 9, 10, 11, I'm not saying that some of these kids have gotten diagnosis and something's wrong. I'm not saying that for all of them. But for the most of them, when did you discipline your child? When did you stop thinking it was cute for your child to hit you back? See, that's what I'm talking about.
And that's real talk. And Minister Shannon, thank you so much. I'm going to have to get my commercial in here right quick because I'm glad to get a break. Thank you so much. And you can join us after the commercial and move to the next segment. Really want to thank you, Minister Shannon. You're real passionate about how you feel, and we thank you so much. All right, we have Mary Ruth Spectrum out of Georgetown, Alabama. We want to play their information. If I can get them up running,
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast.
home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's restaurant has seafood Fridays, barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West. In Georgiana, Alabama, and the number to contact the co-owners, that Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with Shara Katrina Roper Smith, a member of the Blue and White family. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. The call, number to call either one of them, but if you call that this particular number, Brother Marvin will answer. That's 334-594-594. You have to get that number at 0950. 594-0950. Thank you so much. I had to think about it because I've got it in my mind already, but I'm just thinking about making sure I call it out right. Give a shout out to Javonna Williams. Thank you for joining us. Zeta Amikai Oakland and Berkeley is joining us. Those are the auxiliaries of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We got EE joining us along with we're looking because these things run across. Renew you, it's your time, is live with us. Thank you so much. We have Kalo. Thank you so much for joining us. Give a shout out to Victor. Thank you. So watching. Thank you so much, Ruby. We got Savaya O. Thank you for joining. Luster Capel is joining us. Thank you so much. We have many others slowly coming in. We won't call all of them, but we'll get them before we leave here. It's always good to have them. Wanda Martin, thank you so much. Laura Reynolds is joining us. Thank you for jumping in. Sir Bradley, thank you so much. I tell you, it's awesome to be able to come and share some points of view. We always have different points of view, and that's what it's all about. We want it to be interactive. May not like everything everybody say, but they have a chance to share their opinion. I really want them to be able to. I want this show format to be open, not to the point where it doesn't feel like you insult another one. You just want to make sure we share our thoughts. So we thank each and every one of y'all. You all for joining us. Sir Bradley, I want to give him a shout out. So Sir Bradley is joining us. He's normally joining us from time to time. Thank you so much as well. And you're saying, you know, you're glad to be here. We're glad to have you. So at least as we get ready to move toward closing, we're already at 7 o'clock. I want to take this opportunity to just kind of follow up. And at least when we come after I finish, we just want to talk about why should mental health issues and children be taken seriously. And I think what we're going to have to keep in mind, we all encounter things, because I've been in every setting pretty much you can be in. I've seen children do things I never thought I'd see them do to their parents. And I'm talking about 10 years ago, so we know what's going on in 2024. Regardless of whether we like it or like to hear, 2020 changed a lot of things. And everybody's thinking, yes, it's over with, but the after effects, everybody failed to realize something someone said in 2020. You're not going to really start feeling the effects of this, what happened, this natural disaster, for 5 years. You're going to start feeling it. We're in the fourth year, and you're going to start seeing it with our young people. You're going to see that our young people who was out of school, and it was not only out 20, a lot of them was out in 21, too.
that's going to happen, that's not going to happen. We're going to move. We got to make the adjustment. We're going to see things that children didn't experience before this time when they was brought into one place, things we didn't experience. We was brought where we are not, we are social creatures and we have to be around others. And when that's taken away, you take a lot from us. And it's how we respond. If you're talking about a five-year-old who was at the time, who was 1 year old, and the parents didn't have an opportunity to work with them and still walk around with children in diapers, there's a lot going on. We have no longer to state there's an age bracket on how we deal with individuals. We can't say because a child may be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, they don't need help. We have to get them as young as we can get them so we can make sure they are impactful, make sure they are young men of the future so and young women of the future. We have to keep in mind of that. So truly, truly, that's awesome. And as I look at my unit over here, it gives it 1 hour, and after 1 hour, it decides it wants to go off, but it's all right.
One. I want to circle back on one thing that I forgot to say. Sometimes people are genetically prone to anxiety or mood issues, or that there's been bad. I don't run for my family. Like, they now make tests, and your doctor can write a script. If you can get a test to see what's lacking, it could even be a vitamin deficiency. It's very interesting. I've done some. I'm going to have it done just to, because I try every. But why it's important when we don't want anyone to hurt themselves, we don't want kids feeling alone, we don't want them feeling like they're alone or sitting alone and feeling bad about themselves. It's very detrimental when a kid doesn't feel good about themselves. And, you know, I keep in mind, and because I know, even kids I don't know, I can always tell, look on the face or, you know, you see things. If we don't get things in order, something can happen because kids don't feel safe always. I know down here they don't feel safe in the pool. And there I was on a drill yesterday, actually. I mean, and just trying to, just practice. We all kept saying, practice, it's just practice, everything's fine, everything's safe. You know, they got so much on their mind. But if we don't try to work with them and try to incorporate, they're going to spiral backwards.
Oh, yeah.
They might drop out of school.
Yeah.
They could become, I mean, when you don't feel good about yourself, I've been there. I'm sure you've been there. We've all been there. Like, we just don't feel great. When we don't feel great, we don't perform.
Mm-hmm.
Where we as an individual should be. And, you know, I love children. Unfortunately, I stopped doing therapy. I have a couple people that I do it with, but I feel like with my program, I can do so much more. And teaching mindfulness and teaching kids how to be healthy. I think it's important, proper nutrition, proper sleep, communication. But some parents, you know, are quiet and they're not, that's their personality. You got introverts, extroverts. You got some parents who are super open. You got others that are guarded. There's a stigma behind all this, but you need to teach kids, hey, kind of like I teach my guys I work with, no more stigmas. You know, we have to talk openly, and there, some people sometimes call me, hey, my kid was having blah, blah. I'm like, you handled it fine. You validated their feelings. That's so important. Letting the kid know whether you agree with it or not, validate, try to walk them through, because that's bringing on a healthy mindset. One of my kids, he always says mental mindset, a healthy mental mindset. I think it's cool, you know, because that's the goal we're trying to achieve. But it's damaging. It's damaging when what happened. And I called it out and I said, the only reason we really had and seeing things and being healthy for you and me. Thumbs up. I do yoga 3 times a day, in the morning with the kids and then at night, no matter what's going on. I do all my breathing. I do, you know, I try to do as much. I started going to the infrared sauna, Dr. Bob.
Okay. How
and I did that cryotherapy
okay.
for 3 minutes. And I tell you, I felt
yep.
great.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff you do with your kids. You have ice in their hands. Ice on balance of things, directing it so that you have a strong mindset so they don't trickle down and go backwards. And spiral down. We don't want kids hurting themselves or thinking about hurting themselves.
Exactly.
Super important. Super important.
And just to add on to this, mental health is something we just cannot no longer, the issues that come along with it, they're ahead in the sand and allow our individuals not to receive the right support so they can be a productive citizen as they become adults. Some of the results we see with even with some of our boys that were 10 years ago and how they are as men right now is because we did not address some of the things that need to be addressed. See, once we recognize early intervention, we need to address it. We need to work on it. And whether it's a child in the childhood or adolescent, we must address, we must identify the issues in provide some kind of preventive way to stop things or at least slow it down enough so we can get some control on it. Long-term impact. If we don't address the mental health situation that's going on with our young people and our adolescents and our young adults, they will turn into eventually adults, middle-aged adults, and our people with them. They will turn to that because time holds back no one. It allows you to move to each of the stages. So we need to look at long-term impact if we don't treat our young people when they're children. We have to make sure then academic success. All the pressure is on our young people because it's just like Lisa shared about the state of Florida, but the state of Alabama coming up here in 25 or 26. Every child must read at a third grade level when they're in the third grade. If not, they're going to be held back. And you know we hold a child back 1 year, what kind of damage it can cause. We don't want social emotion because I've seen that work to the point where it's not working. But we need to look at academics and include our mental health to address our mental health so they can succeed academically. Physical health, Lisa said something about physical health. You know, if you're not getting it right, treatment for when you're sick. See, some people don't never go to the doctor. They don't never get themselves checked out. And it goes into, and they feel better. Just like when you take medicine, they'll prescribe medicine for 30 days. After 30 days, you feel great. You're supposed to be taking for 30 days. But most of us feel great after 20 days when we stop taking it. We have not addressed why they give it to you for 30 days. Your physical health is important. We got to resolve. We got some unresolved children mental health problems that need to be addressed. And we can't no longer not address it because it affects their physical health development. Social development is important. That was truly true. All of this was affected in 2020. And our social development is important because we are, generally we got to understand, we're supposed to be around people, maybe a small commune or group, but we still have to be around people because that is just the way we was created to be around. Humans have to be around other individuals. When you start taking that away from us, children become isolated. Children start going and not coming out. That's affecting their development. Risk behavior. That's another thing that we need to start looking at. Children with untreated mental health.
There you go. I'll talk about coping, but I don't think you and I are blaming COVID, but I think I was okay other than I couldn't teach. But now even with the funding in the schools, we're seeing God, like none of us had that, but it did have an impact. I mean, Dr. Lowe, I had a scan on my neck 2 weeks ago. They thought I saw something. That's what triggered my, I still haven't gotten the results back. You should get them back in 48 hours. This is where we're at. And if I didn't have this strong mindset of mine, if I say stay present, you have no results, we don't know what it is, and that's what I try to teach. So we don't think ahead and become anxious and cause inflammation. These things are important to teach because children think, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail.
Exactly.
No, you haven't taken the exam yet. You haven't taken it yet. You're going to go and do the best you can. Study, use your relaxation tool. You know, I just think COVID brought out, there's a bunch of homeless people across from me now. It's horrible. Police did it. It's sad. It's really sad. And I hear in like San Francisco, my cousins in San Francisco, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I have friends like take pictures of what's going on in New York and California. It's like, how do we correct this? And then you got kids feed and stuff.
Exactly. Well, it's just so many things going on. Just keep in mind, if you don't address the mental health issues, it's going to affect your family. It's going to impact your family. Whether you believe it or not, or whether you want, you know, I'm a traditional person. I like conventional ways, but I'm traditional. But I also know that if we don't work in our family to make sure our family and talk with our family about getting the right support to get, and I understand everybody said we can just turn it over. We pray, I pray and I turn it over to God, but also know God gives me the tools and wisdom to go get some other support. I don't shame in my game. I don't have a problem. Because I want to be the best version of me. So it affects me and my family dynamics and even my relationship, but I'm not functioning like I need to function. The next thing is suicide prevention. We have that, and you know it's going on. A lot of our young males and females are committing suicide because they're not accepted in school, they're not accepted in the community. They've been bullied on cyberbullying. They're being, you know, it's a lot going on, and we can't just keep thinking that one way gonna fit all, because it's not one way. We got a lot of ways we need to address. So we truly have a lot to do, and we're gonna get it done, but it might not be in the time we wanted it, because we're so used to things being technology based and microwave or either remote that we think everything just goes away. There's always going to be a lingering effect on everything that happens because it's a traumatic experience. And those experiences don't go, unless, go away unless you get them addressed through the support you need. So if you need counseling, you need therapy, you can go to betterhelp.com, and they can work something out to help you. Yes.
So, you know me, like, I'm happy to go, and if I have time, I'm always busy, but I think me going Saturday, I felt good. I think it was good. It's nice. We did private yoga. We talked about what the poses do, you know, stretching. Today, I taught chair yoga with my papa, my elderly women, and I have them using bands and stretching and release. You know, they're effective, too. You know, I said I'm just sobbing, you know. But, you know, it's just nice to be able to give back to our community. And when you give back, it doesn't come back to me, it comes back to you, Dr. Hall, my parents, my brother, my family, my friends. Always give back.
Exactly.
Give something back. We have to be this. We are not unified. We have become this, and yes, we should respect. I always respect everyone's opinion. I always listen because I'll always learn something. We'll always learn something new.
Exactly.
And I learn a lot from kids, actually. You know, they teach me so much.
Yep.
I learn from you. I tell you all the time. You're like a mentor to me. I mean, Dr. O, too. But we learn from each other. We share things. out here. Mom's cooking. Just texting me something.
Okay, Mom, she's texting.
Oh, here's like, parents have their nose in their cup. They need to get back to family time, family dinner, game night like we used to do. Kids can't do simple math. I don't even understand texting like that, Dr. Lowe. Thank you, Mama. She didn't know how to post it on there.
That's all right. We appreciate you reading it. That's just as important as they're typing and posting it on there. So all the things we can share is really important. And we want to make sure we also pay a couple bills here. You know, we move beyond that because I allowed the dialogue to go through. It was okay because we needed to get whatever we had. We needed to share. And I thank over the host. So Queen Minister Lewis and Minister Shannon Cho, that's on the fourth Thursday. She's the host, and she blew in, and she really, really did an awesome job. We have the host of tonight as well, doing an awesome job, and both have their thought process, and that's what, and I have mine along with yours. That's why we want to hear what you have to say. But we also want to pay a few bills here because it's important. Tri-State LLC, that's Tri-State LLC, Mr. William Scott.
Tri-State LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-State LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, invites you to connect with them. You can check us out if you go to Instagram, and that's Z Squad Greenville 1981, Twitter, Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, and or email the chapter at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. We're all about making it do what it do. We're going to stand by our motto, culture for service and service for humanity. Brothers, make it do what it do.
I want to give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Tri-State LLC, L&T Star Wars Lawn Service for supporting what we're doing here. But we're at the point that we're about to close. We got about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm going to let our host with the most have a parting words, and I'll come and we'll wrap it up and we'll look forward. And our ultimate goal is I have a show scheduled for tomorrow. I have a session with a young intern tomorrow that might go a little longer. So right now I haven't posted. I will put that show, but it might be posted. But we hope to be here in that happy hour talk. We got an awesome show about relationship plans, and that's normally at 5 o'clock. So we'll see exactly how we can make this happen and be here. But we thank you tonight for being a part. All 43 countries and the watchers and the listeners, I thank you so much for the dialogue and the comments being tied in. Thank you, Next Level Benson, for joining us. They start following us. But again,
again, Next Level Benson. This is my first time seeing them here. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, we have a couple others I want to give a shout out. And I'm just trying to move around because I got it very easy. Duke is joining us along with Miguel. Thank you. Shirley Rayford is joining us. Jerome Bryant, 24, is joining us. Thank you so much. Madman is joining us. Thank you so much, Madman, for taking time to be here tonight. He comes in every now and then, but thank you so much. And truly to the other individuals, I may not call out the name because we have quite a few. I want to truly let individuals know that we're here to provide an opportunity for you to interact. We want you to be able to share your thoughts. Truly, we can learn from one another. That's what we're here to do. And this is Tell the Truth Prime Time. And as we close out, we ask the host with the most to share her final thoughts in regards to closing out the show tonight.
One, on the next show, I would like to take 5 minutes to maybe show a couple techniques over just some coping, some things, but always, never look the other way. Never look the other way if you see someone in distress. Some people, I can't stress that enough, trying to check in on people, making sure they're okay. How do we figure out solutions? Because I'm always solution focused and based on everything. You know, what is the solution? What works? What do we implement at home? I'm making this thing where I can even send with the kids, like what we do in class, so that they can take it home and show their parents. You know, I don't have every parent on my social media, but I try to show what we are doing so we can help the kids and help the parents and help the teachers. We are supposed to be a unified team, whether or not we agree with everything, but we are supposed to be working together. And my kids always say when I say hashtag teamwork, they say teamwork makes the dream work. And I always say together we are better. Yeah. We are better than apart. So keep that in mind. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know what they're genetically predisposed to. We don't know what kind of trauma they're walking, you know, that they've experienced. And trauma can be anything, a divorce, a breakup, a move. You know, a lot of people have been moving around. That's the other thing quickly I wanted to mention. A lot of kids have been in 3 or 4 different schools in the past 3 years. Elementary or middle, it's a lot. We need consistency. We need structure. We need boundaries. And we really need to promote health and wellness.
Exactly.
And if you look, guys, in your area, I guarantee there are health and wellness events.
Yep. Sure is.
And that's therapeutic, too. That's my therapy. Doing my yoga on the beach, that's my therapy.
That's awesome.
My walk.
I got to get back down to the beach.
That's
awesome. The host with the most, that's Lisa Farrell Levine. She shared an awesome opportunity or experience. But besides that, just talk us through the show. Thank you so much. But each and every one of you all that's joined, we got Love Bond joining us. Thank you, Love Bond. Along with Lauren Force and Good Night. Thank you so much. I saw Lisa type Lauren in there. I didn't get a chance to give her a shout out at the time. We also have Sandy Murray joining us. Kenneth Wilson joining us, a user. And we have many more. We normally have up to 300 or 400 individuals on TikTok that join us and let us know. We thank you so much, and that's not counting the other networks. We want to thank each and every one of you all to let you all know how we thank you and how we feel about you by telling you we love you. We truly love you, and it's from our hearts. It's coming from our hearts, and we ask you to be kind, be encouraged, be blessed, hashtag responsible. Keep on grinding. Make it do what it do. We got this. Because we know we can. We're going to make it happen. Truly, we're going to do that. So it's been everybody to know God has blessed us one more time to come before you. It's a blessing to be able to add additional country of listeners and be up to 43 countries on 6 continents. You see, our God is working right here. So the word is getting out. More is joining us. Thank you so much, listeners and watchers on all of the devices. If I didn't call your name, truly I saw you was here. And thank you for being here. So as we get ready to close out, I want to say to you, just truly take care of yourself. Just do what you need to do to protect your family members and all the individuals around us. Remember, there's someone that may be going through some challenges, and it may not be you.
Yes.
So remember that. And as we go, I want to play one of them old songs, long time ago. We own the rights to the music, but we want to play. And this is a song that I remember my mom and my grandmother used to play. And as we get ready to close out, we want to play this song.
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, time. I left my home in Georgia and I headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've got nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting